It is 8:43 on this Monday morning with the Musers. We're on Radio Row at the Convention Center in San Francisco for Super Bowl 60. And this is great. We're getting our first guests of the week here live in person. George and Gordon, you're going to have to give up your headphones.
Oh, come on. We never get to talk to them.
You always hog them.
Well, I've got great chemistry with them, and we need the microphones for them. So if you'll give them over. We want to welcome to the program longtime friends of this show, guests of this show many times. We always talk to them Super Bowl week. It's the Scanlonen brothers, NFL veterans. First, we say good morning to the older of the two, Nick Scanlonen.
Thank you.
Long time deep snapper in the NFL.
Yes.
You won 12 Super Bowl rings with various teams.
Played
in 15 of them as a deep snapper.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very large.
Thank you for noticing.
You look like you're still in playing shape, 6'6", probably 300, something like that.
Well, you know, you say the nicest things, but no, the game has passed me by, you might say. But we're glad to be here.
And your younger brother, who doesn't look anything like you, very slightly built. You're 5'11", 120, I believe.
Yeah, I'm what you would call slight.
Rick Scanlonen, who also collected 11 Super Bowl rings, played in 15 as well.
15 Super Bowls, 11 rings.
And
yeah, Nick has the bragging rights on the ring.
You were a holder and returner.
Yeah, holder and returner. And, of my mommy's babies, I was born the easiest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was only in labor for 14 minutes.
You weighed like 4 pounds.
She said I came out very easily, but Nick, she really had a rough time.
I was 15'5".
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
15-pound, 5 ounces baby.
Wow.
And she was in labor for over 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
It took her a while to pass that one.
Daddy always said someday he's going to play in the NFL.
Wow.
That's the last thing we heard him say. We didn't see that.
Yeah, he left shortly after I was born.
Oh, no, I never knew that.
Yeah.
He said, if this is fatherhood, I'm out.
Yeah, he said after Nick was born, he really didn't enjoy mom near as much.
All right.
So,
don't tell family secrets.
Well, I never knew that about you guys.
Kind of dramatic.
Your mother sounds like a saint.
She sounds like a saint. We love mommy.
He was quite a trooper.
So what are you all doing here this week at the Super Bowl?
We got a lot going on.
We do.
Yeah. We're kind of, in some ways, protesting the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in many ways.
Because it's finally dawned on us that there's too much violence in the game, and there's too much trash talking.
There is.
So we're starting an initiative with Roger Goodell. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. It's Goodell.
Oh, really?
We've been calling him, maybe that's why he hates it so much. We've been calling him Goodell all this time. But we told him, Roger, we need to clean up the game. It starts with us. There's too much violence, and there's too much trash talking. And we need to get out of the game.
It starts with you two,
It starts with us.
And
the players just not speak so kindly to one another on the field.
Let's have fun. That's the thing. Let's have fun. Let's play the game for fun.
We're all in this together.
We're all in this together, which they promote that.
Yeah.
But they talk about it for American society. We look at it as stop trash talking.
In football.
If you hit somebody, don't hit them that hard. And when you do get them on the ground, don't say mean things to them.
Hit them lightly.
I don't know anybody that's really calling for this.
Well, we are.
Then maybe offer a supportive comment after you tackle them.
I'll never forget Super Bowl 37. I was playing for the Raiders against the Buccaneers. And I was snapping for the Raiders. And Dexter Jackson, who wound up being the Super Bowl MVP, got over and right over me. And I've never heard such language before. And he talked about our mommy.
He accused Nick of doing something to our mommy that our dad would hardly do.
And finally I said, listen, you don't know our mommy. And if you did, You would know you wouldn't do something like that.
That is terrible that he said that to you.
And then we lost the game 48-21.
You know, sorry.
Is it one of the ones Nick lost?
Yeah, I lost that one.
Yeah,
but, there was... but I don't remember the play. I just remember the meatball.
Yeah, that's awful.
There's a lot of booing.
So you want to clean up the league.
Yeah, we do. Great.
I guess that's admirable.
Yeah. There's too much hard hitting and too much bullying going on.
So you're protesting the Super Bowl.
We are. We're protesting. We are boycotting the Super Bowl. And but we still have to cover it for our podcast. So we got to go to the game and everything. But we're protesting it. And also we're doing a Manning cast.
Right.
You are?
But with the skin on it. Yeah.
It's called broadcast.
It's called the Manning cast. But the non-Peyton and Eli one. And we really wish we had relabeled it something, but we've already got T-shirts made now, so we got to kind of go with that name.
So what's this going to be on?
NFL Network 5.
Yeah.
NFL, oh, okay.
Yeah.
They have alternate networks?
Yeah, the Cinco.
I think it's a streaming thing.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
So you get to kind of do your own play-by-play of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Which is great. I mean, I hope my voice lasts the whole time. I'm a bit worried about that because, you know, I mean, my voice is good now, but after I talk, girl.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with it?
Well, I was wondering, because you have very... Well, never mind.
That was weird.
God, did you feel that? That was like a weird moment. I was like, this is Twilight Zone. Craig is like glitching over there.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Although there just seems to be a lot of tension in our country right now.
There is, and you know, we're... Nick and I are a little bit off this morning. We're going to be honest with you and level with you.
What's wrong?
Yeah, you know, we're just really upset with what's going on with ICE and up in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
You know,
a lot of people are.
You've been following that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some of your viewers who haven't heard, Nick and I bought an ICE company in Minnesota, and they raised the rent, and so we're having to clear it out. And
that's the ICE you're talking about?
What are you talking about? We don't follow the news, so if you've heard something that we don't, then just tell us.
Well, there's a bag of ice.
Big thing with immigrations and customs enforcement up there, and the protests and the riot, the violence and shootings.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
That's terrible.
Oh geez,
you haven't heard about that?
No.
You wonder why sales were so down.
Yeah, and also we've been having lots of weird looks here when we tell people, we introduce ourselves. We used to be with the NFL. Now we're with ICE in Minnesota.
You shouldn't say that.
Weirdest look.
Name of our company, Minnesota Ice.
You should not say that. You need to lay low for a little while.
Pro tip from Craig. Thank you.
Our logo is the state of Minnesota with a big northern pike.
What?
Big northern pike jumping over the state.
It's a very beautiful logo.
I didn't know you really had ties to Minnesota, but I guess you are Scandinavian.
Yeah, we are.
We're Skinlonen.
We thought it would be.
We're from the Minnesota Skinlonen.
They settled there long ago.
That's right. I guess
they settled
there.
Yeah. And of course, we spoke Scandinavian. I don't even know what language we originally spoke.
It was a Viking ship that came across Lake Duluth a long time ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. About you. Learned so much about you out this morning.
We have a lot to tell, I guess.
We do.
We have an interesting past.
We do, but we want everyone to have a safe Super Bowl, and hopefully we'll make a difference. Hopefully the NFL is listening to us, and in this game, this big game, Nick and I are not allowed to say Super Bowl.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah,
no.
Well, there's an injunction. But anyway.
Mr. Goodle said don't
Mr.
play.
Mr. Goodle hates us. Anyway, so... Hopefully, when you watch the game, you won't see a lot of hard hitting or trash talking moments.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've tried to pass that along to the players. Stop hitting so hard and stop saying so many mean things.
Well, good luck with the protests. Good luck with the alternate broadcast. Good luck with your ICE business.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us. Always great to see you.
You know what? Nick and I were talking recently, Craig. When we were in our bunk beds, we'd go to sleep, and we always kind of chat a little bit.
Good night, Rick.
But good night, Nick. Anyway, we were talking recently about how much we have a lot of gratitude for you.
Well, thank you.
And your viewers, they've always been very nice to us.
Because according to our ledger, this is the only show we're doing today.
These other shows are missing out.
Our publicist is not doing too good a job.
We're going to try to get on with Matthew Berry of Pro Football Talk, but I'm not nervous.
I'll put in a good word for you with some of these other shows.
Thank you very much.
Greg.
Thank you.
And say hi to your mom for me.
Okay.
We will. We will.
There they go.
She loves you.
The Skinlonen brothers, Rick and Nick. Longtime NFL veterans, 23 Super Bowl rings between them.
How are you guys going to get violence always, out of the game?
Always a pleasure. Yeah, they're gone. Oh. Don't yell at them. They're very sensitive.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a good question for them. How are they going to get violence out of the game? I don't understand how
they have a plan.
Okay.
Boy, Nick really teared up there.
He did. It was tough.